Juan Orlando Hernandez is serving a life sentence in the United States for large-scale drug trafficking. Also behind bars in the United States is the son of former President Porfirio Lobos Sosa, who governed between 2009 and 2013, precisely after Zelaya's overthrow. For Xiomara Castro, the challenges she faces as the new president when she takes office at the end of January will certainly be enormous. The country is the poorest in Central America and the second poorest in the entire continent, although the cultivation and export of bananas remains its main product. In fact, in recent years, remittances from Hondurans living outside the country have been its main source of income. Honduras is a net exporter of labor, and as has been seen in recent months, its citizens make up the bulk of the caravans of Central American migrants crossing Mexico with the intention of arriving in the United States. In the speech where she proclaimed herself president, Xiomara Castro emphasized the need to put an end to drug trafficking, corruption, misery, and hatred in Honduras. Responding to the campaign that in the days prior to the elections tried to discredit her as a supposed communist and as a woman. In addition, she promised the use of popular consultations to govern and to reverse the ban on the emergency contraceptive pill established after the coup. Naturally, the triumph of the leftist candidate in Honduras will bring new airs in a country with many problems, but this electoral result must also be seen in a continental context where, in spite of a certain cynicism in some sectors of the population, there are also voices with proposals for profound transformations in their respective societies, which are finding an echo among their citizens. Not everything has to be a return to conservative restorations, nor a deepening of the failed neoliberal economic formulas. Neither is a radical change in society on the agenda of these progressive projects. We must be clear about that. But simply the implementation of social and wealth redistributing policies that should allow for better living conditions for their citizens. In the Honduran case, certainly, policies that allow an economic reactivation that in turn will result in their sons and daughters not having to live in desperation in search of a better destiny outside their borders. Good day.
Hace algún tiempo que te enamoro, chongo yapana, pero mi llanto ni mis suspiros tu pecho ablanda, pero mi llanto suspiros, tu pecho ablanda. Nada me importa que no me quieras, chongo yapa. También tengo quien Chiclayana. Yo también tengo quien por mí muera, mi Chiclayana. Chongo Yapana, que siempre me hiciste llorar, te voy a cantar un golpe tierra de Chiclayo para que sepas lo que es gozar.
Hay un ruido de flores en acecho, hay en el aire susurros de palomas, un canto de guitarras en el pecho, y llenas las ventanas de tu aroma. Hay ternuras que claman su derecho, hay deseos que vierten su conjuro, hay penas que se van como un desecho. Hay ganas de vivir en lo más puro. Déjame amanecer hoy en tu seno. Déjame despedirme del invierno. Déjame disfrutar tu cuerpo pleno. Déjame hoy ser parte de lo eterno. Hay un ruido de flores en acecho, hay en el aire susurros de palomas, un canto de guitarras en el pecho, y llenas las ventanas de tu aroma. Lléname de la más tierna violencia, quémame tu más hondo latido, enséñame la vida con tu ciencia, báñame con tus voces y gemidos, llévame con tus ojos al baile más inmenso, muéstrame el desnudo camino de tus besos, amarra tus caderas de deseo intenso, de llenar con tu amor mis manos y mis versos. Amarra tus caderas de deseo intenso, de llenar con tu amor mis manos y mis versos. De llenar con tu amor mis manos y mis versos.
Caminar contigo y que la gente diga, esos dos se quieren. Orgullo, siento orgullo, siento orgullo de sentirme tuyo. Orgullo, siento orgullo de que en tu pensamiento esté siempre presente el recuerdo mío. Orgullo, siento orgullo, siento orgullo de sentirme tuyo. Descreído estaba ya mi malherido corazón de las mentiras que creyó tan parecidas al amor. La fe perdida ha vuelto a mí, volvió del brazo de tu amor. Borraste todo, mi pasado y mi dolor. Orgullo, siento orgullo de caminar contigo y que la gente diga, esos dos se quieren. Orgullo, siento orgullo, siento orgullo de sentirme tuyo.
Y en el fichero de hoy, el fichero latino del día 5 de diciembre del 2021, tenemos entre los anuncios de interés público a la comunidad peruana en Quebec del 1 de noviembre del 2021 al 31 de enero del 2022, se llevará a cabo la segunda encuesta mundial a la comunidad peruana en el exterior 2021, organizada por el Ministerio de Relaciones Exteriores del Perú y el Instituto Nacional de Estadísticas e Informática. en un esfuerzo conjunto de las entidades públicas por trabajar en los planes, programas y servicios orientados a beneficiar a las comunidades peruanas en el exterior.
Para el caso del Consulado General del Perú en Montreal, se ha establecido la cuota muestral de 199 encuestas completadas como mínimo, al haberse tomado como fuente la base de datos del RENIEC, de la comunidad peruana residente dentro de esta jurisdicción consular.
Para llenar la encuesta, tienen que ir al enlace, registrarse y responder a las preguntas o comunicarse directamente con el consulado para obtener mayor información.
Y dosis de refuerzo de la vacuna contra el COVID-19. Ya están abiertas las inscripciones para vacunar a las personas que tengan más de 70 años o que se hayan vacunado con AstraZeneca. Igualmente, para los niños entre 5 y 12 años, consultar y reservar en línea en el sitio web Clic Santé en francés e inglés.
En lo que respecta a publicaciones, edición inglesa del libro Presencia Chilena en la Belle Provence, escrito por Sergio Martínez y Roberto Arbaz, ya está a la venta en la librería Argos en el 4841A de San Catrín Oeste y también en la librería Paragraph, esto es en el 2220 de McGill College Avenue. El precio de cada ejemplar es de $10 más impuestos.
The book Chilean Presence in La Belle Provence, English version of the book Presencia Chilena en La Belle Provence, written by Sergio Martínez and Roberto Hervas, is already on sale at Argos Bookstore, located at 1841A St. Catherine West, and Paragraph Bookstore on 2220 McGill College Avenue. Price $10 plus tax.
L'édition française du livre Présence chilienne dans la Belle Provence est maintenant disponible à la librairie de l'Université de Montréal, c'est-à-dire dans le 3200 de Champrillan, à la librairie Bertrand, dans le 430 Saint-Pierre, dans le Vieux-Montréal, et en ligne sur le site d'Internet de la librairie Renobré. Le prix, c'est de $10 plus taxes.
Y el tiempo para hoy, según Environment Canada, la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá. Combinación de sol y nubosidad con una temperatura máxima de menos 2 grados. Para esta noche, lluvia o nieve con una mínima de menos 5 grados.
Recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tienen alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, solo tienen que comunicarse con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección de correo electrónico laplaza.info@gmail.com.
O también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook. Vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con música, noticias y reportajes, bien dicho, sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook.
Y Tiempo Latino es escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca.
Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time.
Que tengan todos un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
Sobre un tiempo en mi rincón, solo una canción por ti. Tus pasos, tu aroma, tu viento, tu voz, y nunca un adiós. Solo una canción por ti. Tu sombra evitaré, la sonrisa más letal, el recuerdo más mortal, la danza más fatal, la que escribe tu voz. No puedo hablarte así, no puedo verte así. Un cúmulo de himnos, de ayer. Las tardes de muertos eclipsan el bar y los deudos callarán su rabia, y todo es por ti. Entrando en las noches de fusilamientos, gente desaparecerá. ¿En dónde están? Sobre texto de vida, sobre texto de paz, sobre texto de amar, sobre texto de luchar. Mentiras nada más, la que escribe tu voz. No puedo amarte así, pero espero verte allí. Un cúmulo de himnos de ayer y sin tu voz. Tu nombre escupiré, la sonrisa más letal, el recuerdo más mortal, la danza más fatal, la que escribe tu voz. No puedo amarte así, pero espero verte allí. En un disfraz harás tu gesto más mordaz, toda la insensibilidad del asesino del amor. Un criminal en un diván, un criminal en un desván, un criminal en un sedán, el asesino de la
tu recuerdo, estoy pensando todo el día. Debe ser que te quiero un poco más que a mi vida. Cuando suena tu llamada me prende una llamarada que me va consumiendo, y tu voz angelical me pregunta qué tal labor que estás haciendo. Estoy pensando en ti, mi querer, estoy pensando en ti, mi amor, extrañándote, recordándote, llorando por ti. Estoy pensando en ti, mi querer, estoy pensando en ti, mi amor, extrañándote, recordándote, llorando porque no estás aquí. Pasan los días, las semanas y las horas, y yo aquí recordando tu mirada soñadora. De repente tu llamada me prende una llamarada que me va consumiendo, y tu voz angelical me pregunta qué tal amor que estás haciendo. Estoy pensando en ti, mi querer, estoy pensando en ti, mi amor, extrañándote, recordándote, llorando. Aquí.
voz angelical me pregunta qué tal amor que estás haciendo. Estoy pensando en ti, mi querer. Estoy pensando en ti, mi amor. Extrañándote, recordándote, llorando por qué. Estoy pensando en ti, mi querer. Estoy pensando en ti, mi amor. Extrañándote, recordándote, llorando por qué no estás aquí.
Thank you.
Y esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop Production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
This is Jeff Eichner of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, United States of America. Listen to the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is our show for Sunday, December the 5th, 2021. My name's Sheldon, and I am here with Jill, and we thank you for joining us on our weekly 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio. If you'd like to reach us, our email address is radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at the CKUT website, ckut.ca. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We welcome four new members to it this week, Derek, Jack, Ron, and Fernando. We thank you for joining us, bringing us up to 661 members. You can join the group easily. Go to the page International Radio Report on Facebook, click join this group, and away you go. We also have our show available to you on YouTube every week. It is youtube.com/International Radio Report. You'll find the latest show there, as well as archived versions of the show, previous shows. And we have 516 subscribers. You can subscribe to the channel and get notices every time a new program is posted up there. And we're going to be working on a special Christmas edition that will be coming up. It won't air on CKUT, but it will be only available through the YouTube channel. Yep. So we want to remind you of that. Keep your eyes open for that coming up sometime between now and Christmas. We are announcing the winners of the 2021 Canadian Radio Awards presented by HD Radio. And this was published in Broadcast Dialogue magazine. Broadcast Dialogue is pleased to announce the winners of the 2021 Canadian Radio Awards presented by HD Radio. We're thrilled to recognize the excellent radio created against a backdrop of remote working, a recovering marketplace, and a slow return to in-person events. Thank you to all of the stations who entered, our sponsors and supporters who made the Howards Awards, is what they're officially called, possible, and our illustrious jury of industry pros who gave careful consideration to each category. Winners were determined by number of votes received, with the runner-ups also listed in the most competitive categories. In another challenging year of Canadian radio, you all deserve congratulations for not only staying the course, but finishing the year strong as we look forward to 2022. And as they say in award shows, and the winners are. Now, we're not going to give you the full list of winners. We've only pulled out the major categories. We're going to post a link to the full article if you want to see all of the various categories. We'll put that on our Facebook page. But they break these down in most cases by sizes of the radio market. So you have a large market, a category, a medium market category, and a small market category. Those are based on the size of the city and the population that are covered by the radio stations in each of those areas. So they start with Station of the Year, large market. The winner, 93.7 JR Country, which is CJJR-FM in Vancouver. The runner-up, 99.9 Virgin Radio, CKFM-FM in Toronto. In the medium market category, the winner is Shea 106, CHEZ in Ottawa. The runner-up, 104.9 The Wolf, which is CFWF-FM in Regina, Saskatchewan. And in the small market category, the winner is 7:30 a.m. CKDM in Dauphin, Manitoba, with the runner-up being 97.9 The Bruce, CFPS-FM in Port Elgin, Ontario. They have a category for Campus or Community Station of the Year. Unfortunately, CKUT did not win that this year. The winner in large market is Jazz FM 91, which is CJRT in Toronto. The medium market winner, CIVL 101.7 FM, Fraser Valley Community Radio in Abbotsford, British Columbia. The runner-up, CFUV 101.9 FM, University of Victoria Student Radio Society in Victoria, British Columbia. And the small market winner, Oldies 96 Community Radio CINB in Rothsay, New Brunswick, with the runner-up being 99.3 Country FM CJPE FM in Prince Edward County, Ontario. Now, some of the other categories that are awarded winners are music director, program director, on-air host music station, on-air host news talk sports, on-air team music stations, on-air team news talk and sports stations, anchor, and reporter. So we'll post a full list of winners on our Facebook page with the link to the article. And we have to throw in a little local note here, a sad note, but unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, not a very surprising note. A statement on the state of radio in our city, which is Montreal, Quebec, not a single winner in any category from any Montreal-based radio station.
So that's a sad state of affair for our radio city, but like you say, I'm not surprised either. I mean, I don't see anything, I don't hear anything worthy of winning any awards in pretty much any station, you know, except maybe like community radio. I would think CKUT could be in there, but for general radio, there's nothing interesting in Montreal right now. There needs to be a change. And I was looking at Virgin Radio when I saw the Toronto Virgin Radio. And I'm like, at first I thought it was like, no, I don't think that's the Montreal Virgin Radio for sure.
You know, that makes me wonder, though, how different can Virgin Radio in Toronto be than Virgin Radio in Montreal? Because there are Virgin Radio FM stations, music stations all across the country. And from what I've been told, they're basically clones of each other. So how the Toronto one got chosen above any of the other Virgin Radio stations is a little bit surprising.
One thing that I think about these stations, like Virgin Radio, honestly, is not very different from quite a few other stations that play the exact same music in Montreal, but that are way more popular. And I think it has more to do with people stick to one station, and for some reason, everybody goes to the same one, and that's the one they listen to, even though the station, you know, and the other next frequency is the same programming, the same type of music. It's as if there's just, you know, everybody's going on the same place, and with the same type of music, if you're not making it, it's, I don't know, it's nobody cares about tuning your frequency. I don't know.
It doesn't seem to be personality driven either, because there seems to be this trend of getting away from personality driven radio. So, you know, it's not necessarily that you like that announcer better than this announcer, even though you're playing the same music. So I'm really not sure. It's very confusing. You know, I think we should give credit, though, to, like you said, some of the Montreal stations, the secondary stations, the campus related stations, both in English and French, community stations, the one in Longueuil on the South Shore comes to mind, you know, which really focuses on a smaller audience, on a smaller community in respect respect to, you know, just broad appeal. But the rest of it, I mean, particularly in music stations, I mean, it's, you know, it's music and that's basically it. It is kind of curious, though, that you mentioned that that one Virgin radio station standing out and winning, a runner up in the Station of the Year. So something's going on in Toronto, or everybody at the station's got their mother and their grandmother and their father and sister and every friend that they've paid to vote for them or something. I don't know. It just seems a little strange. But anyways, we're a little skeptic. That's all I could say.
So there's a new DX program, or a radio-related program on the air, coming out of WRMI. And this is via Yimber Gavaria. It's a new program called CQ Calling, beginning December 2nd, so it started already. WRMI is pleased to broadcast a weekly DX program specially oriented towards the large number of amateur radio operators in the audience. The name is CQ Calling. It's produced and presented by Larry Dayo, who says, "I've been an avid medium wave and shortwave DXer since 1972. I began in broadcasting in 1977 in Portland, Oregon, a total of 11 years in commercial radio. I host a nearly daily YouTube show between 20 and 21 UTC called Ham Radio Live. Ham Radio Live is a live show watched daily by people from around the world. The show encourages people to get their ham license while also celebrating shortwave, DX, CB, and radio history. The live viewers are a key element to every show." So the CQ Calling is going to be aired on, if you're in North America, it's Thursday. The times and frequencies are 0815 UTC, 7730 kilohertz, to Waihi, South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand. Thursday also at 2015 UTC on 15770 kilohertz to Europe, North Africa, and Middle East. At 030 UTC, that's technically UT Friday, but it's Thursday evening, North America, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 9395 kilohertz to North America. And at 0115 UTC Friday, that's 8:15 p.m. Thursday evening Eastern Time. 9955 kilohertz to Caribbean, Central, South America. And the 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time broadcast is also simulcast on the WRMI.net internet stream. So I listened to the first show, which aired on Thursday. First surprise was how short it is, 15 minutes. The show was clearly intended mostly at amateur radio. On his first show, he talked about the Dayton Hamvention, and then he actually answered amateur radio questions from viewers. It's interesting. It's short, but at least it's informative, and he answers questions and reminds me of my own shows that I have, where I answer a lot of questions from people. And the only little moment where I kind of cringed a little bit was when he talked about that he knew Harney Corso at Radio Havana, Cuba. And I could just, like, I had a smile because, like, was it? It's Harney Corso. So anyways, it's interesting and it's fun to have something new. And hopefully, maybe, you know, someday it could extend even more than 15 minutes. For now, I don't know if it's just for a trial run and see how many people are listening in. And a quick little tip here, if you listen to the one at 2015 UTC, well, you get a bonus. After it ends at 2030, it's the AWR Wavescan DX show, so you get a full 45 minutes of radio programming.
Yeah, 15 minutes is a short period of time. I mean, we know how fast our half hour goes every week, so 15 minutes doesn't leave a lot of time to get a lot of information in. But, you know, they do have to pay for airtime in most cases on WRMI. Yeah. So I don't know what it's going to cost him to run this show each week. But at least, at least he's giving it a try. He mentions, you know, with the YouTube channel having shortwave and DXing and CB and what have you. But in 15 minutes... It sounds, at least like for the first one, like you said, that it's going to focus a lot on amateur radio. And yeah. The reason that WRMI is saying they're broadcasting it is because they claim to have a large number of amateur radio operators in their audience.
Yeah.
So I guess it's catering more to that element.
Yeah, but, you know, something to look forward, and I'm going to continue listening, and always cool. Even if it's 15 minutes, it's always cool to have some dedicated radio show on the air.
And we have one other ham radio-related story here before we get to our solar weather. The headline is Learn CW, or Morse code, online. It comes from John Brace through your official SWL channel on YouTube. John says, there is some talk on the live stream about learning Morse code, and I guess you've had a lot of discussions with people about that, some kind of heated discussions, I know, in the last few weeks about rules and regulations and requirements to get a license. Well, here's a link to a site that that John found very useful for learning and practicing code. It's called LCWO, Learn Morse Code Online. At LCWO, you can learn Morse telegraphy, or CW, online in your browser. You don't need to install a program on your computer, and you always have your personal settings available from any computer on the globe with an internet connection. You can also easily track your progress by means of different statistical functions. Sign up for a free account or use the username test, password test, to play around and start learning or improving your CW today. The site features the Koch Method CW course, high scores, compare your results with others, speed practice, code groups, plain text training, call sign training, and word training, MP3 practice files, which you can download, convert text to CW, that does not even require a login, forum for user discussions and feedback, user groups, WAE QTC training, and more to come soon. The website, just go to lcwo.net to check it out. So you can use this to start with CW, yep. Or if you just want to practice and build up your speed or what have you, work on different aspects of your CW, you can do it through the site. So again, it's lcwo.net.
I went to check it out and looked at some of the samples and even downloaded some MP3. It's well done and looks interesting. You can even, you know, if you don't want to log in, you can download those MP3 files and download the text file that goes with it. You can compare your results with the text file. I think it's a neat way to learn Morse code. We all know it's like learning a second language. So, you know, I think the way it's done and the way that you can also compare yourself with others is probably going to help some people actually improve even on their Morse code already. So what's happening with our sun? Well, it's rather quiet. We had another quiet week with, you know, some solar winds sometimes giving us unsettled conditions from time to time, but nothing major happened during the week. We did have one kind of a brush with a coronal mass ejection that went to unsettled conditions, but no, you know, storming of any kind. Varying conditions on the bands. Some days were good, some days were not as good as others. Probably has to do with, you know, some of those changes. We know how solar activity can change quickly, so conditions on the bands also follow that. There is a solar wind flowing from a equatorial coronal hole that could reach the Earth on December the 5th. And apart from that, we have two sunspot groups as we are recording, and the solar flux hovering around the 80, upper 80s to lower 90s in general. So conditions, varying conditions, but interesting conditions, but quiet at the same time on the sun right now. So the best way to really know how conditions are is, of course, to turn on your radio.
This is Tony Straka from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. The International Radio Report presents 30 minutes of news, information, and commentary on developments in the world of radio every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
We're coming towards Christmas and lots of interesting things relating to the holidays that come up on radio. And you've got one through your official SWL net about an interesting net that people can tune into.
Yeah, the CentaNet. This is via Kent Johnson. And, well, it says, share the magic of ham radio and Santa Claus with your children, grandchildren, and neighborhood kids. The CentaNet is held every evening between Thanksgiving and Christmas on 3916 kilohertz lower sideband at 7:15 p.m. Central Time. That is 0115 UTC, and it's fun to listen to, actually. So if you want to hear Santa and even hear kids that might ask for their favorite toys for Christmas, it's, I think, a fun way to bring kids into the amateur radio and radio hobby in general. And who knows, maybe some of them will become ham radio operators or at least listeners when they grow up.
It's amazing how propagation always seems to open up to the North Pole around Christmas time.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd like to see the antenna set up there at the North Pole as well. Must be pretty special with the northern lights going in the background and the whole works. But somehow those signals get through every night, 7:15 p.m. Central Time, 0115 UTC. 3916 kilohertz lower sideband.
I wonder if he gets the help of the reindeer to put the antennas up.
Yeah, they can walk out those beverages across the ice and whatever. String them up between their antlers. The whole works, yeah. Anyways, lots of fun. All right. We wanted to talk a little bit about medium wave DXing today, yep, because we're coming into what I always say is the peak season for medium wave DXing. For new people that are listening to us, maybe don't quite understand some of our terminology. We're talking about the regular AM broadcast band on your radio. You don't need any fancy radio, no shortwave, whatever. Just find whatever little AM radio you've got and start tuning around. Don't leave it locked on one station all the time. Just start tuning that dial or pressing the buttons and see what you're going to be able to hear on other channels. And if you're doing that, whether you know it or not, you are DXing. So as we get to the shortest days of the year, now meaning the least amount of light, you know, from sunrise to sunset. I mean, we're starting to see it here in Montreal by 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's starting to get dark. That's the key to medium wave DXing. When it starts to get dark, then stations start coming in that you wouldn't normally be hearing during the daytime, during daylight hours. So because we've got such a short period of daylight, you can start tuning around on your radio, on your AM band, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'll start hearing stations on those frequencies in between your local stations. Now, we don't have too many AM stations here in Montreal, but you might live in a big city that's got a lot of them on the band. But tune in between those stations and see what you can hear. I know here in Montreal, I noticed it this week. I think it was earlier, maybe Monday or Tuesday, I turned the radio on around 3:45 in the afternoon. I was already hearing WCBS 880 out of New York City, WBZ out of Boston on 1030 kilohertz, Hartford, Connecticut on 1080, the Bloomberg radio station in New York on 1130. Now, most of those stations are big powerhouse stations, most of them using 50 kilowatts of power. But as soon as that darkness starts to fall, those signals start reflecting off the ionosphere and go over great long distances. You don't find this stuff happening as much in the summer. A lot of static, electricity in the air, thunderstorms, lightning, that sort of thing. But now it's generally quiet, long darkness paths, and that's the key to medium wave DXing.
What's nice about a DXing of the medium wave or the AM band, as a lot of people call it, is also the fact that your radios probably already have a great antenna. Most portables, most radios have internal ferrites that are surprisingly good at receiving signals. And don't forget that on medium wave or on AM radio, the radios is very directional. So just turning that radio in different directions will actually change. You can sometimes you know, what we call null a station, or just by turning the radio in one direction, you can actually have one station fade out and maybe you can hear something else that is also on the same frequency, because that's also the challenge. Sometimes multiple stations coming in at the same time and trying to identify each one is part of the fun. And using online streaming is kind of useful also when you try to find, you know, what station it could be. Wikipedia is pretty good with the list of AM stations also when you want to know what is on the frequency, what's possible. And then you can just try some streams online and try to focus. It's a little hard sometimes because the streams might be like 15, 20 seconds delay.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it easy all the time, but at least try to compare. Is it the same program? Could it be the station I'm hearing or not? But it's a challenge and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, all is required for a lot of it is just your radio and its internal ferrite will be good enough for a lot of the DXing you can do.
I'm glad you mentioned Wikipedia, because what I often do, if you type in 880 AM in your Wikipedia yep. search, it'll bring up a page and it'll show you the radio stations that are on that frequency. You can click on each of them. In many cases, it takes you to the station website.
Yep.
And there it will also sometimes lead you to this live streaming of the station as well. So you can actually hear what the station sounds like, compare it with what you're hearing on your radio. Look for stations that are going to be reasonably close to where you are. Like, look for stations that are, you know, maybe within 500 kilometers to 1,000 kilometers from your location.
Yep.
And chances are, you know, you might hear some of those stations. You need to look at how powerful the stations are as well. We mentioned those 50 kilowatt stations, but there are lots of other much lower powered stations. There are frequencies where you can sometimes on a good night, you might be able to pull out three or four or five different stations on one frequency simply by what you said, turning the radio, and not just turning it one way, like, you know, front to back, but even stand it up on its edge sometimes, and twist it around. It really, these antenna signals or radio signals are very directional and they come from different directions. So by twisting your radio around, you can hear some interesting things. One last thing we want to mention too is if you get really deep into this, we're also coming into the season here on the East Coast. For listeners anywhere on the East Coast, the closer you are to the coastline as well, there's the possibility of not only hearing North American medium wave stations, but hearing transatlantic stations, yep. Caribbean stations, Central South American stations, Cuba, Mexico sometimes. It's really quite amazing what's out there. If you're in a nice quiet location, if you're more towards the coast and you have that clear path of water, salt water across in front of you, there are stations broadcasting with like 2 megawatts of power.
Oh, yeah, some are amazing.
So sometimes you might get really lucky. And, you know, that's getting a little more complicated into DXing. But start out very casually. Small radio, see what you can hear on any given night. I think you'd be quite surprised. You can be a DXer just like us.
Absolutely. So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Yep, we have 4 this week. We'll run through these quickly. The first one coming up is the ARRL 10-meter band contest, 0-100 December 11th to 2359 Zulu December the 12th, sponsored by the ARRL. The objective for amateurs worldwide to exchange contacts or QSO information with as many stations as possible on the 10-meter band. So that is a 28 megahertz band. Which is 10 meters. It's both phone and CW, so voice or Morse code can be used, but you can only contact stations once per mode.
We have the TRC DG contest, 06 Zulu, December 11 to 18 Zulu, December 12th, sponsored by the Thracian Rose Club, Kazanlak, Bulgaria. And the bands 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. All participants must observe IARU band planned and the mode RTTY.
We have the SKCC December weekend sprintathon, 1200 Zulu December 11th to 2359 Zulu December the 12th, sponsored by the Straight Key Century Club. The bands are 160 through 6 meters, excluding the work bands. and the mode is CW. And interesting in this one, there will be special December weekend Sprint-a-thon reindeer stations and Santa's elves stations, which when contacted will earn participants special points in the contest.
And there's the QRP-ARCI Holiday Spirits Homebrew Sprint, 20 Zulu to 23 Zulu, December 12th, sponsored by the QRP Amateur Radio Club International. Band 160 through 10 meters, the mode CW only, and QRP, which is low power only. So we are out of time.
Yes, we are. 30 minutes. Going by quickly as usual. We thank you for tuning in this week and hopefully every week. And drop us a note at radioreport@yahoo.com if you have any questions or comments. And do check out our Facebook group and our YouTube channel. Lots of great information there as well for you. We will talk to you again next Sunday with our next edition of the International Radio Report at CKUT 90.3 FM. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.